Do you know how well your website performs? Key performance indicators are a fundamental business practice, and yet few apply them to the web effectively. The problem is that finding measurable key performance indicators can be tricky, especially when other business processes are not being measured well either. Take, for example, a company called Perceptions. Perceptions are a consultancy that helps companies get the most from their employees. They do this by helping senior management better understand their staff. Perceptions commissioned a new website. The website was expected to perform two roles. Its primary role was to help qualify leads, filtering out inquiries that were not appropriate. The company received a lot of calls from smaller businesses that had heard about Perceptions through offline marketing channels, but who couldn't really afford their services. Unfortunately, this was not always immediately obvious, and time was wasted following up the calls, only to find that they weren't really a good fit. The secondary role for the site is to support the assessment process. When the company assesses clients' employees, they make use of surveys and exercises. Traditionally, these have been done in workshops, but the company is interested in moving the process online so that employees can self-assess. At first glance, you may be tempted to think that the key performance indicators for both scenarios are relatively straightforward. Sales inquiries that come from the website need to be recorded, and the number of people completing self-assessment online needs to be tracked. However, things are not that easy. And let's take the inquiry tracking first. Simply knowing how many leads the website generates is not enough. You need to know how many of these convert and what the average value is. This requires offline tracking. Because inquiries go through a salesperson, there needs to be a way of tagging the query as originating from the website and also recording its final value if it's won. This doesn't necessarily need to be a fancy customer relationship management system, but something needs to be in place, even if it's just an Excel spreadsheet. Also, if you're going to compare the website to other lead generation techniques, such as offline advertising, you need to track all approaches. This means that the salesperson needs a way of knowing where the lead came from. This could involve separate telephone numbers or something as simple as asking the inquirer. The point is that tracking on the website is not enough. It requires offline tracking too. The same is true for support. The idea of encouraging self-assessment online is to reduce costs. If an employee self-assesses, he or she doesn't need to attend a workshop, and so that saves the company money. At least that's the idea. However, self-assessors need support, and that means having people in the to field those inquiries. To know if the approach is actually cheaper, you need to know the cost per transaction. This means knowing how much it will cost per head to run a workshop and how much it costs to facilitate self-assessment online. Once again, you require figures that many companies fail to collect. My point here is that the web cannot be viewed in isolation when it comes to key performance indicators. It is a part of a bigger ecosystem with which it integrates and needs to be compared. This realization can have one of two reactions. Some are spurred on to start measuring the costs and impacts of other business processes. Unfortunately, the majority simply give up, feeling overwhelmed and believing that if they cannot measure everything, then there's no point of measuring anything. I want to encourage you not to fall into the latter case. Start measuring something, even if the metric isn't perfect. For example, in the case of Perception, start measuring the number of users successfully completing self-assessments, even if you cannot compare this to the workshop. After all, if you can improve the site over time so that more people successfully complete self-assessment, you at least know that you're getting better and fewer people are contacting support. Equally with sales, you can at least track the number of people viewing the Contact Us page. You might even want to add a field to the Contact Us form to give an indication of their business size. This would help to further identify whether you're generating the right type of lead. Are these measurements perfect? Absolutely not. But they will start you down a road of generating key performance indicators, and this will help prove their value and over time encourage adopting more rigorous measurements across all business processes. One of the great aspects of the web is the ability to collect immensely detailed data. However, for our websites to be truly effective, we cannot rely on Google Analytics alone. We need to be measuring metrics across the company.